mucho gusto coming through that Kirkwood program, as have so many top horses over the years. And Kip is with us now here on HRRN. Kip, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, and good to hear Frank Miramati calling mucho gusto in front in the Robert B. Lewis.
I can't hear it too many times.
Look, he has been ultra impressive, and if he wins the race tomorrow, then I think most people are going to look at him and say, yeah, he's legit. I mean, most people already probably do, but this will cement that case even further.
Well, I sure hope so. It's hard to climb to the top of the Baffert ladder, much less the national one, but I guess if you're on top of the Baffert team, that pretty much puts you on top of everything else. He's an awful nice colt, and we're just keeping our fingers crossed and hoping the path stays clear.
What do you remember about him when he came through your program, Kip?
Probably the main thing about him was he was always a curious horse, just very observant, looking at everything that was going around him. Just very curious and interested every day, whether he was in the stall looking out at what was going on out in the shed or out in the paddocks in front of him or on the racetrack looking at what else was going on there.
You know, you look at the Grade One horses that have come through the Kirkwood program over the years and that you've sold. I mean, horses like Soaring Softly and Memories of Silver, Sharp Cat, Wonder Again, Plum Pretty, Keeper Hill, the Winter Memories, Alphabet Soup, the list goes on and on and on over the years. Can you tell at a very early point in their development that this is a horse that has that, I'll call it an it factor, and could be special?
Well, you hope you do. The good ones always tickle you a little bit early. This is a very steep pyramid to climb, and there's some that get halfway up and can't go any farther, or three-quarters of the way up. But the ones that keep climbing are the ones that are very, very special. It's a lot of fun.
Well, next week you get ready for the Fasig Tipton Gulfstream sale. And last year, you and I visited on the same program, and we talked about a brand new approach that you decided to use when coming into a two-year-old in training sale. It is a no-breeze show for Kirkwood Stables. Tell me more about that, and look back on last year and the progress that you've made.
Well, it was just an accidental conversation at Saratoga 2 years ago now. An old friend, we were just sort of kicking around maybe the way things used to be, and could we try it again? And he called me a couple of days later and said, if you think we could have a legitimate chance to produce some horses and sell them and have them do well by not breezing as fast as everybody else and not really putting quite that much pressure on them, why don't you buy me a few and we'll give it a try? Last year, that with five horses, it was very well received. They've gone on to produce on the racetrack. Philly Splashy Kisses with Doug O'Neill is graded, placed a couple of times. Brett Calhoun has a decent filly that won in New Orleans the other day. Just a few minutes ago, I watched an exchange rate colt that came out of our program that Jenna Antonucci bought here at Gulfstream. He worked awful nice and is very close to running. So it's been a success on the racetrack as well as in the sale ring. So we're trying it again with a few more horses.
What would be the potential advantages and disadvantages of bringing a horse to a two-year-old in training sale and not breezing them, just giving them a gallop in front of everybody? What are some of the potential advantages and disadvantages there?
Well, I think we're taking the risk for ourselves and ultimately the buyers somewhat out of it, with not having to put as much pressure on these horses to breeze fast. Disadvantages, most buyers want to see just how fast these horses can go. So we need to have them step back to maybe the way they used to look at horses a few years ago and the way they travel and how they do everything but go as fast as they can go for an eighth of a mile. It's an education process both for us and for some of the newer buyers. The guys that have been around buying horses for a length of time have bought horses off of just two-minute licks or steady breezes, and they're perfectly capable of going back to that if their clients let them.
What were some, you bring up education, what were some of the things, Kip, that you learned from going down this road for the first time last year?
You just have to lay it all out in front of people. Try to tell them what you're doing. Tell them about your program, which has basically been the same for quite a few years. And just try to convince people that what you save in a maybe lack of preparation for the sale, you'll make up with a little more left in the tank when you go to the races, hopefully.
Does it put more emphasis on pedigree when you're not breezing these young horses at a two-year-old in training sale?
Well, probably the pedigrees are used more in the appraisals. If you don't have the fast breeze that pushes you to the top tier as far as price goes, then you have to use your pedigrees, you know, in much the same way as you would at a yearling sale. It becomes a bigger factor in the appraisal.
Kip Elzer with me, Kirkwood Stables, here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. He will be consigning 9 horses to the upcoming Fasig Tipton Gulfstream sale. And if you are just joining us and you missed the beginning part of the interview, Kip taking a unique approach again this year, not breezing any of those 9 horses. They will gallop, and buyers will have an opportunity to purchase them in that fashion. Worked out pretty well last year. Some nice horses coming out of Kip's consignment from a year ago, and looking for more continued success this year. That Fasig Tipton Gulfstream sale begins on Wednesday at 2 p.m., and the Under Tack Show is Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time down there in South Florida. Kip, talk about the horses that you're going to be consigning to the sale next week.
We've got a couple of first-year stallions we're pretty high on. Tonalist, I think, is a surefire prospect of, you know, he won a Met Mile, he won a Belmont, he won short, he won classic distances, he ran for a long time, great pedigree himself. I think the colt I've got is a very nice colt. Two sort of sleepers by first year horses are the colts by Byron and Wicked Strong. And I've been pleasantly surprised with how they've trained. And again, you look back into their pedigrees and race records, and there's maybe a little more than we originally thought without quite the buzz that was around some of the other first-year horses in this crop. It's a very deep crop of first-year stallions this year.
Yeah, very much so.
Then we've got an English Channel who's just a typical late developing, going to be a grass horse, but an awful nice colt. Got a Ghost Zapper colt out of a wonderfully deep Darby Dan family. He's a nice colt. More Than Ready colt. Again, a big, tall, cover a lot of ground kind of horse. And then the one filly in the group is By Street Sense, with some family underneath her. So we've got a pretty good mix of individual types and of pedigrees, and there'll be something for everybody in there, I hope.
What barn are you going to be in down there, Kip?
We are in, I guess it's 25, which is the little annex barn across from the main big top over there.
All right, and then you'll be at Keeneland in April, Keeneland bringing back their two-year-old in training sale. That is on Tuesday, April 9th. The preview day is Monday, April 8th. You'll have, I guess, about a dozen or so head to sell in that one. Are you going to take the same approach?
It's going to be a lot of fun to get back to Keeneland after a several-year hiatus. We're really looking forward to that one, too, and getting out in public there during the Keeneland meet.
Will those horses be sold on a no-breeze basis, or will you breeze them?
No, this at Gulfstream is the only place we do that. We sort of backed into the where to do this. I don't think it would necessarily work on an artificial surface, and I think once you go to Keeneland or later in the year and they're already running to your races, the idea of not not breezing yet becomes a little bit of a moot point. It's ready to turn up the heat a notch. So we picked the Gulfstream sale to feature the no breeze group, and that's the only place we do it, and we don't mix this group with horses that are breezy.
Well, don't forget you can visit KirkwoodStables.com to look at the pages and the updates on all of the horses that Kip is consigning to the Fakesley Tipton Gulfstream sale and then the Keeneland April sale on April 9th. And I'll brag on you for just a minute here, Kip, before I let you go, but that consignment in April, rock solid too. You're looking at sires like Bodie Meister and Malibu Moon and Declaration of War and Uncle Mo and Ghost Sapper and Wicked Strong and Honor Code, Verrazano. That consignment, very, very strong, and I'm looking forward to seeing them do their thing up here in the Bluegrass.
Well, so am I, and we got to get past this one first. But anyway, it's a fun road trip this spring.
Yeah, it certainly is. Kip Elzer, Kirkwood Stables, does a phenomenal job. Make sure you stop by and tell him you heard him here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. And take a look at those horses he'll be consigning. 9 of them, and they're really, really good at that Fakesley Tipton Gulfstream sale. Kip, appreciate the visit. And like all of our guests who appear on the program, we'll send you a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. We'll get that to you, and we'll look forward to seeing you when I get down there next week.
Well, thanks for having me on, Mike. Come see us.
All right. Kip Elzer, Kirkwood Stables, kirkwoodstables.com to learn more about those consignments.